Jason Cairns. Best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is Friday, March 7th, and we were talking about the brain yesterday on, and I made reference to you later in the 8 o'clock hour, and I'm trying to find, yeah, I know, I'm on the wrong day. So if I go back to yesterday, March 6th, I wanted to just, you know, we're not going to run through all of these, but I thought, and I think I sent them to you, so.
You did, yep.
But I want to start with this. What was it that, as you decided what you were going to pursue, you're a neuropsychologist at Marshfield, how did you decide that, you know, I'm going to be a neuropsychologist? What was it about, you just said, boy, the brain's interesting, I bet I'll never get bored with that, or what?
Yeah, so I was actually in a counseling psychology training program, hoping to be a college professor teaching about psychology, and I accompanied another neuropsychologist to a rehabilitation unit, and he asked a patient to draw a clock face, and this person had had a stroke and only put numbers on the right half of the clock, and I thought, that is the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. What is it that would make someone's brain process information where they miss all this stuff on the left side? And so I started reading more and more and more about the brain and just got more excited about it. And as I dove into it, it was this whole new world to me, and just loved what I was learning.
Huh.
Yeah.
And so you were an undergrad, or you were in grad school at that?
I was actually in grad school already at that point. I was at the University of Iowa, and thankfully the University of Iowa has a history and great reputation for neurosciences, and so I was able to just kind of shift over and spend most of my time in the hospital and learn there. So,
interesting. All
yeah.
right. Well, next, there's a million other things to talk about, always, I think about, but we better do the Larry Craft stuff here. We'll save the brain facts, because that was just interesting what you shared, though.
Yeah.
So, Larry Crabb, this next book we've come to after Connecting used to be called The Safest Place on Earth, and now it's called...
Becoming a True Spiritual Community, a Profound Vision, or a Profound Version of What the Church Can Be.
So it's about the church, and he thinks he cared a lot about the church. He struggled with it, but, loved it, the Bride of Christ, and so... Why do you love this one so much?
Yeah, so he wrote a few books, as you just said, that were critical, a lot of people saw as critical of the church. And really what he was writing was, how can we be better? How do we not come in and just be a group of people who sit and look at the front, listen to a pastor, and then go about our merry way? He really saw it as this place of deep relationship where we can acknowledge brokenness, where we can... share what's going on in our own lives, and really develop kind of a vision, a connection with the Spirit to be able to say with excitement about what's going on in one another's lives. And, I think it's much more deeply relational, much more table fellowship than it is sitting in an auditorium and listening to somebody talk at you.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely think that. And it's been interesting because Dan White, who we reference frequently, apparently talks about the fact that he's like this dialogical preaching. And he's like, if you look back historically, he thinks it was much more that way, a give and take, rather than just one person going for 40 minutes uninterrupted. So.
Right. Yeah. And I think so, when people will say things like, well, you're not going to church. Well, are you? I think that's the question that comes up is, this idea of what we think of as church may not be at all what it looked like in the early church. And so I think it's important to ask those questions about what is it that church provides for us? Is it 45 minutes of entertainment, or is it a chance to grow?
There was certainly a lot of home churches in the early day. There are some now, but a lot. And certainly I think about Colossians 3, bring a psalm, a hymn, a spiritual song, kind of bring what you can.
Right.
To the table. So, all right. And then finally, we got Romans 12:16 today.
And that says, live in harmony with each other. Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people. And don't think you know it all.
Okay. Well, you have a lot to say on this in Letters to the Beloved. Three short paragraphs. Let's take it one at a time.
Sure.
First, you say, live in harmony with one another. Amen. Harmony is not monotony, nor is it cacophony. It is not just one melodic line, but many notes that mix uniquely to produce a wondrous tune. Heaven itself is a Trinitarian symphony. There's a lot there.
Yeah, yeah. So, I think this idea that, we each bring unique gifts It's too easy to think that what I bring is really valuable, but what other people bring is less important. And I think our unique personalities, our unique gifts, all can work together in creating a true spiritual community, to circle back to what Larry was saying.
Mm-hmm. This is calling to mind for me Brian McLaren's Faith After Doubt, because doesn't he start with simplicity, complexity, perplexity? Is the fourth one harmony?
Harmony, yeah. That's where we, you know, when we move past this idea of confusion to really this place of welcome, welcoming other people, other ideas, and really seeking to learn and grow from one another.
I love that last sentence. We're going to leave it there today. We'll get to the other two paragraphs on Monday. But heaven itself is a Trinitarian symphony. Come on now. When you wrote that sentence, you're like, oh, I got something good there.
You know, in the midst of it, you don't know. And then you go back to it later and you're like, yeah, that was pretty good.
I already underlined it. Thank you, friend. Can't wait to see you tomorrow for breakfast. Hearing from Jeannie, by the way. Good morning, friend. How are you today?
I'm just great.
All right. Terrific. And you're here on behalf of OneFest as our guest shooter today.
Yes.
And you're working on the prayer team now.
I am the co-lead on the prayer team.
Okay. Now, I know at the event, that's, kind of what goes on. You have kind of a prayer tent or booth, mm-hmm. and people, you're with them. So what's involved in the planning for that?
Well, we do meet with a bunch of local pastors, mm-hmm. Some special gatherings, because, you know, what happens is OneFest is like a spiritual Thanksgiving dinner. You go away stuffed, but you know, people get hungry later.
Yeah.
And so what we do is if they can come to the prayer tent, if they have a need or they want to visit with us, and we can hook them up with, you know, local pastors that will feed them later, you know?
Okay. Yeah. Terrific. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, good stuff there. And, we'll hear more from Jeannie about the OneFest lineup and a lot of excitement there. Get your tickets for sure. And, Jeannie Cromie from the OneFest prayer team with me, and you're getting some good support here, Jeannie.
I see that.
Yeah, and our good buddy Cal has chimed in this morning. And so if I can, let's go give it a listen. He gave an initial message, and then he gave a second message, so let's get the clarification from him.
Okay, this is Cal Keepers again. If they make the six shot, then it all doubles, not just shooting it. If they make the six shot, it all doubles. Okay.
All right, and earlier what he said was $20 per make, but if you make the sixth shot, it all doubles. So there you go. Oh. You got a lot of support and maybe a little pressure.
A little pressure.
Yeah, trying to help WIV Incorporated here. All right, before Jeannie from the prayer team at OneFest steps up, let's recap some of her supporters here this morning. We have heard from Tim, and he's told us $5 per made basket all three times people shoot today. Thanks so much to Tim. Alan, similarly, pledging all three times, $3 per make, $2 per miss throughout the day, starting here with Jeannie. Vicky also, we get it here. $3 for every make and $2 for every miss. Go, Jeannie, she says. We've got some church friends, $30 per make, $20 per miss there. In Fall Creek, we heard from Cal Keepers, $20 per make. And then you're going to have to shoot a sixth one to see if you double everything. And you may have had another one here along the way. We had Annette. Annette in Mondovi maybe started us off, $10 per made basket. So, Jeannie, you ready to go?
I think I'm ready.
You can still get in and pledge even as Jeannie's stepping up. 396-1670 to be included in that drawing for those movie tickets. And somebody's requested Nicole C. Mullen's Redeemer song, so we'll try to sneak that in coming up as well. All right, yes. Oh, somebody telling me. Okay, I know Kathy earlier this morning. Did we mention? Yeah, it was a flat pledge from Kathy. And also she's saying Carlene, another church friend here, $25 flat pledge as well. So thanks so much. All right, let's give it a go. The hoop's a little higher this year, Jeannie. All right. Some of the ladies step forward. She's not necessarily. All right, go ahead. First one's up, and she swished it right in. I think, did you play basketball back in the day? That looked good. All right, second one from Jeannie is on the way. It's good. She's 2 for 2, folks. She's going to go for the, I've already run out of the music here. Hold on a second. All right. Oh, three. 3 for 3. I briefly looked away, but I saw it go through. She's 3 for 3. Keep that hoops music going. Oh, rounded in 4 for 4. Overhanded. She's doing it here. One more there. Up. Oh, a little strong off the back plastic. And now she gets that doubler for Cal. The doubler is going to double the 80. I'll get in there. Yes, sirree. From 80 to 160, Jeannie, way to go. Whew. 4 to 5, and she hit the doubler. Wib Incorporated, thanks you so much for coming in. And we want to get just the post-shot discussion here, as you obviously are very popular, garnering all the support on a MyCon Friday. But what was the key to your success?
Oh, just keep it loose and toss them up there.
I mean, you don't feel the pressure, the lights on. I'm broadcasting to all of Western Wisconsin.
No, no.
You got ice through your veins. All right.
Coffee, actually.
Coffee, yeah, for sure. Well, let me figure things out, and we'll get set, and we'll get the drawing for the winner of those tickets here coming up. Jeannie, give us just a final word about OneFest. Invite other people maybe to join you as a volunteer. If they want to do that, what do they have to do?
Oh, there's on the website, there's a place where it says volunteer, and you can click on there and fill out all your information, what you'd like to do, what your passion is, you know, to help with it.
Yeah.
The other thing I want to do, and I talked to you about this before, is put out those call to those prayer warriors.
Yeah.
You know, because anytime we put something like this together, the devil's trying to stop it.
Yeah.
And we can use all the prayer we can get.
Prayer for the lead team is what you're particularly saying.
And so, for people that want to attend, you know.
Yeah.
There's obstacles for everyone because the devil is out working.
Hoping and praying that this is the biggest, best OneFest yet. Mm-hmm. And for good weather, too, right? That'd be fantastic.
Oh, great weather, yes.
Always. Caleb, there are mistakes, and then there are mistakes.
And this is one of those.
Yeah. It was 5 years ago this week, in the early stages of the pandemic, a family in Australia, the land down under, found themselves sitting on a mountain of toilet paper after making a huge mistake while ordering online.
So that's where it all went.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Exactly. Heidi Janetsky meant to order 48 rolls of toilet paper. Seemed reasonable, you know, get ready for the pandemic. But instead, she accidentally ordered 48 boxes.
48 rolls versus 48 boxes filled with rolls. That mistake meant Heidi and her family were the proud owners of 2,304 rolls of toilet paper instead of the 48 they thought they were ordering.
Isn't it good to be ready, though, in case you have company?
I guess.
Like many other countries, Australia was facing a shortage of the bathroom necessity because the country's citizens were stockpiling everyday items, just like folks here in America after hearing those reports.
Now, the family decided to share their surplus with others. They sold some of the rolls to friends and donated others to people in need.
Nice.
There you go.
So when you make a mistake,
2,304, a little bit of a difference.
I told one of my kids recently, when you got lemons, make lemonade.
Where would you even store all of that?
Yeah,
not even sure. Well, right around this time on Friday mornings, we get you caught up on everything you might have missed in the past week in news, sports, politics, and pop culture. We bring it to you in condensed form because we respect your time. We call it headlines, and here we go.
Daylight saving time begins early Sunday morning, and we move our clocks forward.
Yeah, for those who don't know, daylight saving time means we all lose an hour of Netflix.
Ouch.
Our trucks and SUVs are now so big that home builders are offering upsized garages in their home building packages.
Yeah, the family's moving. We need more room. We just welcomed a crew cab to our family.
Aw.
The World Health Organization says the world is eating way too much sugar.
If that's true, you'd think the world would be a much sweeter place to live.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to the phones here and talk with our guest shooter for Hope and Hoops. My little brother, Will, on the line here. Good morning, Will.
Good morning.
So, for one thing, thank you for being willing to do this. I had a little bit of a late night, and so I'm glad that I don't have the pressure of shooting this morning. But you've got a game coming up tonight. Again, number 11, Junior, playing for Rice Lake. You got a game against Rhinelander. And your thoughts on that? I mean, Rhinelander's a number 2 seed. They're pretty tough.
They are. Yeah, I mean, hey, you never know who's listening, so you can't give away the game plan.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
No, I'm excited. I'm very confident. I think we can get it done.
But, and again, yeah. Normally I try to send you a little text or something like that, or at least an emoji before a game. And I forgot in the last playoff game on Tuesday, so forgive me for that. But this is better because we actually get to chat. And so for Hope and Hoops, I remember, I mean, it feels like it's been a few years. You've been saying, oh, can I come in and shoot? Can I come in and shoot? We're actually doing something a little bit different where you are going to be shooting free throws in the driveway up in Rice Lake at Mom and Dad's house.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Home court. You got the friendly bounce, hopefully. The rim's a little...
Yeah,
our rim
is a little off probably because you've been dunking on it so much. Now, how's your free throw shooting percentage this year?
Well, you know what? First half of the season was not great, but I am very confident right now just because I've been working for the past couple of days. So.
Putting in the work. So do you want to give a prediction about how many out of five free throws you think you'll make?
I'm going to make all five, but I'll say four.
All right. There you go. Having a little humility in there. All right. So we'll let you get some warm-ups in. We're going to play another song and a few ads, and then we will call you back and get you live on the air to shoot for Hope and Hoops. I have to say, Will, this has been the best day so far this month, I believe, in terms of pledging. Folks coming in from all over to pledge for you. Again, we've got siblings. We've got, again, your niece, Nora, who's pledging for you. So I guess I'm on the hook for that, too. But Dad and Mom pledging. And something I wanted to bring out as well, too, is Mom pledged $25 flat this morning because Grandpa Byers would have been 99 today. This, again, happy heavenly birthday to our grandpa. And so, again, you were... named after a great grandpa on the other side, but again, William Byers and Wilbert is your name, but we call you Will. And so again, I think it kind of fits with both great grandpa and Grandpa Byers as well.
Yeah. Well, a little pressure with the pledges. I like it.
There you go. I mean, this is the thing. I actually sometimes don't want the pressure, but I think you thrive on it. So we'll talk to you in a few minutes. All right.
All right.
All right. There he goes. Little brother, Will, 6'4". Junior for Rice Lake High School, and he'll be shooting for Hope and Hoops. It's time for Hope and Hoops live from my parents' driveway in Rice Lake, where my dad is on the phone with us. Will already towing the free throw line. Morning, Dad.
Hey, good morning.
So, Will has been warming up, and then he came inside to physically warm up. You said he was shooting pretty well.
Yeah, how many times is there snow in the lane when he's shooting free throws?
Exactly. Hopefully they'll clean that up if there's any in Rhinelander tonight. So whenever Will is ready, we can go. So he's going to be shooting five shots. Again, if anybody wants to get in a last second pledge, 715-396-1670. And then Will is going to be taking a three for the doubler, that sixth shot, that challenge from Cal Keepers, where Cal says $20 per made shot, but he says everything that he pledges will double if Will makes the sixth one, and Will loves a challenge. So he's going to take a three on the last one. But whenever you guys are ready to rock and roll, go on ahead.
Okay, we're ready. Will's just getting his hands out of his pockets here, wearing his UW Eau Claire hoodie and gray Nike sweatpants, barefoot except for the trademark Crocs. So he literally toes the line.
Crocs.
a balmy 17 degrees. Here he goes for the first shot. Nothing but net for shot number
one. We could hear it.
Shot number two going up, and same thing, straight on, straight in. Number three going up, and rims in.
Nice.
Number four is in. He said, oh, no, but he made it.
Way to go. Get it.
It rolled around a little. It made it. Number five is in.
Yeah.
Bounced around a little. It's in, and he's back top of the key.
All right, this is a double it all.
And it's good.
Yeah.
Wow.
6 for 6, including a three from the top of the key.
Fantastic. Way to go, Will.
Oh, my goodness. Little bro is locked in. Can we get him back on the line here?
He's on. I'm on.
Man. You.
That was better than winning versus Lakeland. That was awesome.
That was fantastic. Wow. 5 for 5. And then you just step back and hit the three straight on?
Yeah. Yeah. I got a lucky bounce on one of the free throws.
Are
you going to ask him to turn down the temp in the gym tonight? Because it seems like you're heating it up yourself.
Well, I mean, you never know. It's Rhinelander, so it might be like negative 30.
Yeah, right.
Well, I think our wonderful mother got some video, so we'll see if we can post that on our WWIB social media a little bit later as well. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Dad. Thank you, everybody who pledged. And thank you, Will. And again, can't wait to see what you do for the game tonight. But no matter what, win or lose, I love you. I'm proud of you. And go get them.
All right. Thanks, man.
All right, there he goes. My little brother, Will, shooting for Hope and Hoops. How about 6 for 6 on a real basket?
Yeah.
All free throws, pressure-packed with the most pledges we've had so far here on my portion of the WIB Wake Up Show. Plus, the 6th shot, he steps back and takes a 3 to double it for Cal Keepers.
He made it harder, so there you go. And you got your work cut out getting all of these pledgers in and figuring out who's going to win that those 5 Mycon movie tickets.
We'll do that. Coming up, we've got a truncated version of the best of the week. Havel still puts it together for us, even on a busy Friday morning with Hope and Hoops. Congratulations again to my little brother, Will, not only hitting 5 out of 5, but 6 out of 6 with a 3-pointer on the real life basket in the Swenson driveway, wearing Crocs as well, too. Well, again, we'll see if we can get some video up that, of that on the WWIB Radio Facebook page. But also, we had 16 pledgers this morning for Hope and Hoops, and now a random drawing for 5 Mycon Cinemas movie passes. The winner is the Johnson family from Eau Claire. Congratulations. We're sending you to the movies. Jackie and Co., thank you so much for your wonderful pledge this morning.
Congratulations. Thanks for supporting WIB Incorporated.
And now, Havel, your weekly labor of love.
The best of the week.
Galvez looking, finds Grant Smiski. He'll say, why not? Takes the 3, makes the 3 from straight on. McDonald with the triple.
That's my cabin fever screen.
Winter storm warning until 3. Snow leads to many closings.
Hi, this is my super cabin fever screen.
It's 2J Trivia.
It is, right here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
And your chance to win once again, 2 tickets to see Ren Collective Saturday, March 22nd, the Pablo Center in Eau Claire. In the past, this household item was believed to have medicinal properties. What are we talking about?
Yeah, good morning, Brian from Oliva.
All right, Brian, what do you think?
How about ketchup?
Is it ketchup?
It is! Way to go, Brian.
That's all there is to it.
You're going to Ren Collective. All right, we'll give it another go, Jason. I don't know, I was 0 for 5 the other day, so it can only get better, right?
It can't get worse.
Thank you.
Kaiser from Fall Creek.
We can only give out 1 prize per family, but I do believe this is a sibling, and we might need to hear this one as well so we can compare the two, because Kaiser really let it rip.
Keelan.
Let's take a listen here to Keelan.
From Fall Creek.
Smiski drives along the baseline. Wheels finds David Anderson. Oh. Anderson pounded!
There it is, Havel, the best of the week, all encapsulated in under 2 minutes today.
100 seconds.